And of course, all of the talk about autonomous driving and electric vehicles and things like that bleeds over into, all right, well, there are people that still need vehicles.
Yeah.
And look, new vehicle sales are going to be all over the map at this point. Right. I mean, that's just the reality because more people are hanging on to their cars for longer.
Longer times, man. Absolutely. Because even the used cars are up there as well.
Yeah. Used cars are more expensive right now. Yeah. And then you've got the situation on, you know, insurance premiums are still too high.
Yes, they are.
Here in the state of Michigan. And there's been, you know, there's been a lot of work done and legislation done to try to bring those down. But the reality is we're still lagging behind other states in terms of that cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it becomes a problem when, yeah, you want as a 16-year-old to be able to go get your license and get a car eventually. But
wow.
You have to look at it in a cumulative way because at some point, once you graduate college, right, you probably, uh-huh. I mean, you very likely will have your own car in high school.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Whether that's a beater
yeah.
or, I remember my first car, I was maybe 17.
Okay.
And my mom was getting a new car, so okay. I got her old car.
Okay. That's usually how it works.
It was a 94 Chrysler New Yorker. Wow. I did love that car.
Wow.
I love that car. And what Man. I loved about it is you could fold the armrest up front, and then there was another seat there. So you could fit six people in that car.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that you needed to maintain a vehicle.
Oh, you just put gas in it? That's all you did?
That's about it. It was about the extent of how I took care of my vehicle.
Okay.
So my wife's birthday is always around the Detroit fireworks.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, let's go downtown and go to the fireworks.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. So we pack six people in that car. We're driving down 696. And all of a sudden, smoke starts billowing. I mean, I probably had this car for 4 months.
Dude.
Right? Smoke starts billowing out of this thing. Yeah, it was probably a little longer than that, maybe like 9 months or so. It starts billowing out of the hood. I pull over. All of a sudden, can't drive the thing. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
You done busted a rock.
Oil is good for vehicles.
Usually it is.
Yeah, I learned an important lesson that day because that was the last time I drove that car. Engine was fried.
Gone.
So people are making sure that they're taking care of their vehicles longer because the average cost of a car payment now on a new or leased vehicle is like $1,000.
Dude, and I go back and remember when, you know, car payments were, you know, $200, $250, you know, and then it got to $300 and $400 and then maybe $500 and you say, oh God, man, but $1,000?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Adam Taub is the consumer law attorney at the Adam G. Law Taub & Associates and joins us this morning. Adam, it's good to have you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
What can people do in this time when just the cost of these vehicles are so much, cost of used vehicles are so much? What can people do at this point?
Well, I think when you're going to go car shopping, you have to remember one very essential thing, most people at least do, and that is that you're buying two different things. One is a car and one is a loan. And because of that, you really need to shop around and get competitive prices for both the car and the loan. One of the ways that people end up paying more for cars is that they don't pay attention to, I guess, which card is the one you're supposed to pick. There's a lot of moving parts is what I'm trying to say. And so, you know, you want to nail down a price and make sure that you go and shop that price around for a similar car. And remember, there's nothing, you know, you're not going to get anything that's too good to be true. But make the dealership stick to a price for the car itself. And then, and this is the hard part for a lot of people, you have to make sure that you shop the price of the loan. And people will say, what do you mean price of the loan? Well, you got to look at the annual percentage rate, the APR, or the interest rate. And you need to make sure when you go in that you know what your credit score is. Don't let the dealership tell you what your credit score is. Make sure you're familiar with your credit score, and go to different sources and find out what you qualify for. Don't let the dealership tell you what you qualify in terms of the APR,
Right.
because a lot of people don't understand this, but the dealership is not working with you to get you a good rate from the bank or the credit union or the car financing institution. They're profiting, the dealership,
Yes.
from you paying a higher rate. So you need to do all of that legwork, and you need to do it independently to make sure, again, there's two things you're shopping for, and I stress this to everybody, including other lawyers, the price of the car and the price of the loan.
Well,
And you and
and
the
probably the same way for insurance, right? You got to shop around and make sure you're getting the best plan at the lowest price.
That's correct.
Right.
You've got to know what you're getting, and you have to be on top of it. And,
Right.
unfortunately, don't necessarily trust the people who are benefiting from you paying a higher price. There's some
Right.
other things that you can do to avoid paying higher
Well,
prices, too,
and
like
that's just
cars.
and that's just the legwork that needs to be
Sure,
done when
absolutely.
you're
The due
doing your due
diligence.
diligence.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Adam Taub, thanks so much for your time and insight on this. Really interesting. We'll talk again very soon.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
Bye-bye.
you got it. Interesting. 7 o'clock hour coming up. Get you caught up on the headlines. More next on Jer Morning.